This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. I want to first wish everybody down in the U.S., all of our listeners, a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great meal. I know from going to school down in the U.S., it was always one of my favorite times to be down there, having some time with friends and their family and seeing really the production that Thanksgiving is all about. I had a great time. I have some very fond memories. That being said, let's get going with this weekend edition, and I'm kicking off the show with Jesse Felder. Now, Jesse, we usually talk about kind of big picture ideas for the markets and into some of the sectors that you like or are watching closely. We're going to flip it around a little bit and start with some of the sectors that you have been focusing on, and one sector that you and I haven't chatted about, but I have chatted with a few other guests about. That is the cannabis sector. There's no doubt that a lot of well-known companies, some of the largest cannabis companies, especially those ones in Canada, have really gotten hammered this year. Most of them, or a lot of them, down at least 70% from some of their highs. Really brings up the question, though, with this new sector market that has come online in Canada and looks to be slowly progressing in the U.S., are these stocks, in your eyes, finally down enough that there is some value there?
It's a great question. One of the things I ask myself regularly is, what's the most hated stock in the market or hated sector in the market? Because it usually leads me to pretty good opportunities. And, you know, the first thing I think of right now is cannabis. Maybe the energy sector would be a close second, but and in fact, there's probably some, you know, arguments you can make that energy is more hated than cannabis right now, but the cannabis stocks have been absolutely crushed. You look at Tilray, down 90%. But you look at the North American Marijuana Index, and it's down from 360 at its peak in January 2018 to recently, you know, close to 100. So it's down about 70%. And so you'd think that, you know, hey, maybe this would be a good place to go bargain hunting. When I do look at these stocks, I start to think from a fundamental standpoint, yeah, they've got to be cheap. When you look at them individually, and I'm basically looking at, like, let's look at the FANG stocks, FANG version of the cannabis names. And so here I just pick up the four most active stocks in this marijuana index, which would be Canopy Growth, Cronos, Aurora Cannabis, and Hexo. And, you know, you put them all together, they have a market cap of just about $12 billion right now on sales of about $500 million. And so that leaves a price-to-sales ratio of over 20. And, you know, that would maybe not be completely crazy for a company that is super fast-growing and also very profitable. And these companies are fast growing, but they're just not profitable. They all have operating margins of over at least 100%. Negative 100%, excuse me. So you make $100 million, gross profit. They're doing $200 million in costs. So they're losing, you know, a ton of money on these rapidly growing sales. So that's really tough to put a huge multiple on these names when they're not yet profitable. And of course, you know, investors are hoping they're going to be profitable someday. And I don't doubt that they will, but, 20 times sales is pretty ridiculous multiple for companies that aren't even anywhere close to being profitable. And so, you know, then I think about, okay, maybe they're not, too cheap from a fundamental standpoint, but what about the sentiment side of it? Are these stocks truly hated? Well, these four stocks are four of the most popular stocks, the most widely owned stocks among Robinhood traders. Robinhood is the free trading app you can get on your smartphone, which has taken huge share, especially among younger traders. And now that Schwab and others are going commission free, Robinhood's going to have a tougher time. But it's interesting to look at. There's sites that show the most popular, most widely owned stocks. And, these four stocks are among the most widely owned stocks among Robinhood traders, which blows my mind. After being down 70%, that these guys are still hanging in and holding this thing, and buying more, which to me tells me that they're just not hated at all. And, I quickly ran an analog when you compare the cannabis bubble, which I clearly, I think it's obviously a bubble with the valuations that these stocks got to. If they're still this expensive after falling 70%, then we can compare it to the NASDAQ bubble. And when you look at that just from a purely technical standpoint, it would suggest that there's probably another year of, declines for these stocks, maybe even a little bit longer. And probably at least another 50% decline to get to valuations that are reasonable, and also might take that sort of painful grind lower to really wash out the sentiment here too, so that you really, all these traders that are hanging on, just like the traders in the dot-com mania, they held these positions until they were down 90% and they finally gave up. And that's when it was finally a good time to buy the NASDAQ again in late 2002. And so that's my take on these things. I'd really love to start getting bullish. I think they have, a really bright future with the legalization here in the United States, which is going to be inevitable. But, just from a fundamental and sentiment standpoint, I just can't quite, get behind them just yet.
Do you think these stocks aren't hated because still of that almost light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to the U.S. market? Canada, we had that whole run-up, and then once legalization hit, the stocks pulled back. They got another little bump a couple months later, but then they have rolled over hard, all with kind of the realization that this market isn't as big as those high flyers wanted to think that it would be. Is that the same thing that we could be running into with the U.S. closer to a legalization date? There could be this almost euphoric run higher, but then when legalization hits, we realize that market isn't as profitable as everyone thought.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely could be another sell the news type of situation, coming in the U.S. names also, in a lot of these names. But, I think it's also important to point out that when you look at, we had a very similar bubble in car stocks after the automobile was invented. You look at, and there's a great YouTube video, and you can see how, the number of car companies that there were back after the automobile was invented. And there were hundreds of them. And how many, and how difficult was it to select the winners? Yes, there was a lot of, consolidation and whatnot and buying, but a lot of companies just went out of business. And so I think this is kind of the stage we're at here in cannabis too, where a lot of these companies, just like the NASDAQ bubble, are going to go out of business. They just don't have good business models. They kind of jumped on the cannabis bandwagon, and don't have, a path to profitability. There's also the prospect of a company like Altria coming in and just saying, we're going to own this market. We have the economies of scale. We have the lobbying power. We have whatnot to come in and just own as much of this market as we want to, just with our pocketbook. That is a company that has the ability to kind of pick winners and losers. And there's going to be a ton of losers in this space. And so I think we really are just in the early stages of figuring out which companies are going to be the losers. But this is also a terrific time to be kind of looking at these companies over the next year to figure out which companies are down and out but aren't going to be those ones that go out of business, which ones are going to be the ones that are going to be targeted by a company like Altria and taken out in order to add that business to their business.
All right, Jesse, we're going to wrap it up there, but I am having you back on the next segment. We're just out of time for the radio. You and I are going to continue this discussion, but now focus a little bit more on the gold sector and even dabbling with some comments into the U.S. equity markets. Everyone, stick around. Jesse and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. I am continuing to chat with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of The Felder Report. Jesse, we ended last segment chatting about the cannabis sector. Now I want to shift focus into the precious metals space with comments on the gold market. I know you like the overall gold sector, but the fact of the matter is there seems to be this overhanging negative aspect that most investors or most analysts are paying attention to. That is the commitment of traders reports. We're seeing the speculators continue to actually build on some of their long positions, which is surprising after that drop that we had. A lot of the gold bulls were saying these COT reports are going to straighten themselves out because of these drops. That just hasn't happened. How much are you concerned about that?
Yeah, to me, for trading positions, it's pretty much the main thing that I'm looking at. Longer term, as you know, I'm very structurally bullish on the gold price. I think it's going to go much higher over the next few years. And even in the short run, from a technical standpoint, this looks like a bull flag that started when prices peaked in very early September and have kind of been just kind of trending, you know, lower within a clear channel. It was pretty constructive action where, you know, it hasn't pulled back very much and it's kind of just stayed within this channel. But what's discouraging to me is the fact that, large speculators in futures, this hasn't deterred them at all. I mean, the pullback from 1550 to, 1450, we've pulled back $100 and they just not, they've increased their position. They've used this as a chance to buy. The last time we saw, large specs this heavily long was in early to summer of 16, and the gold price fell 20% afterwards. They just, became overly bullish and had to unwind that position. And I think a 10% correction here, which would bring, the gold price back to 1400, maybe even 1380-ish, I think we've talked about, would be really constructive and probably it might be required in order to get, these large specs to kind of rein in their horns a little bit, because I just can't see gold really taking off again until we get a reset in sentiment as expressed by that trade commitment traders report.
Okay, fair enough. But how about the majors, too? You follow the majors quite closely. You even came up with that whole bang term for the majors, which I guess maybe needs to be a bit reevaluated because of that consolidation we had at the top. But either way, I like that term. And these majors have been producing some very nice numbers. These Q3 financials that they came out with built nice cash positions, showed some more profitability. That has to be encouraging, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've basically just gone sideways, which is also really encouraging too. The relative strength to the metal has been a good sign. And that's, the miners are so cheap relative to the metal still that I could see, the metal pulling back some more and, stock like Newmont just kind of is still holding above that $36 support level, just because even at, $1,400, dollar gold prices, these companies are still nicely, profitable and way more profitable than they were a year ago. And so, I think it's constructive to see the mining stocks, hold up like this. But part of what I'd want to see too is a little bit of capitulation here too is if the gold price came into 1400, 1380-ish, maybe a little bit of scare for the miners too would set up a nice buying opportunity.
Now, what do you think is going to be a major driver going into 2020? When we're in 2020, there's a lot of, differing opinions. So I'm going to throw it over to you. What do you think could be the driver for, let's say, the precious metals?
I think the next leg up for the metals is going to have to come from a major dollar bear market. And I've been bearish on the dollar since late 2016, early 2017, when it peaked, rolled over pretty hard into early 2018, and essentially been rallying for the last 2 years now. But technically, the dollar looks to me like it's already broken this uptrend line. It's testing the underside of it. And the dollar really wants to roll over. I do think if we start seeing signs of better growth in Europe and in China over the next 12 months or so, the dollar could come over under some real pressure. And the real driver for the dollar for me is the fiscal deficit, which only continues to widen. And heading into the next presidential election, I don't know if we've talked about this on your show, but I think Elizabeth Warren is probably going to win the next presidential election, and that'll be very bearish, not just for stocks, but for bonds and the dollar also. That's not a political statement. That's just a statement of my interpretation of the financial ramifications of wanting to do things like Medicare for all, free college, all these types of things are just going to blow out the deficit, and that's going to be very bearish for the dollar. So I think as we get closer to the presidential election, if it looks like more and more like Elizabeth Warren's probably going to win, the dollar will start pricing that in and rolling over. And that's, to me, would be is really what's required for the next leg up for the gold bull market. I really think the next leg up is going to be kind of a wave three. If you're an Elliott wave aficionado, wave three is the strongest wave of a overall five wave move. And this next move higher in gold is going to be a huge one. Very, very strong. I do think the only thing to drive such a very strong move higher in gold price is going to be a plunging dollar.
Okay, let's wrap it up with some comments on the U.S. equity markets. It's been quite a run that these markets have been on. I think 7 out of the last 8 weeks they have been up, and last week was the week that they were down, but quite frankly, they were down just a couple points when you look at the S&P. When you compare that to last year the markets were just about to enter almost a waterfall decline after already dropping through most of October. Very different story this year. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. The Fed completely did a 180 in December of last year, went from tightening and, Jay Powell going from saying, we're at 2.5%, we're nowhere near neutral, and we're going to take interest rates to neutral. That's basically a clear message to the market. We're going to 3.5%. That was in last fall of 18, and then market tanks and now we're not going to raise interest rates anymore. In fact, we're going to start cutting. This narrative that as long as the Fed is expanding its balance sheet, the stock market should go higher, is something that's so strongly ingrained in investors' minds right now. And it's literally the only thing that matters. Trade war doesn't matter. Earnings don't matter. Nothing matters to investors right now except for, is the Fed expanding its balance sheet? And right now, yes, the Fed is expanding its balance sheet pretty significantly.
All right, Jesse, we're out of time. It's always interesting chatting with you, and I recommend everyone going to go check out your website to follow along with the Felder Report. I will post a link below this interview within that weekend show posting. But hey, Jesse, in the meantime, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we will chat again before the end of the year. So have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
London police ID the terrorist who stabs two people to death with a knife near London Bridge. Three others stabbed and hurt. His name, Usman Khan, 28 years old, an ex-convict. He is shot and killed by police on the London Bridge. Back in 2012, he's convicted for terrorism offenses, but is released last December. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Anybody involved in this crime and these attacks will be hunted down and will be brought to justice.
And another attack to tell you about in The Hague in the Netherlands. Dutch police say a man with a knife starts stabbing people inside the Hudson's Bay department store along a busy shopping street. The three people hurt, treated and released from a local hospital. Witnesses say the suspect, a man around 45 to 50 years old, wearing a gray jogging suit. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Jesse Felder. He's becoming a good friend of the show. Another good friend of the show that just started coming on this year is Joseph Schachter. He is the founder and president of the Schachter Energy Report. Joseph and I focus on energy in general, a lot on the oil sector. I even went to Joseph's conference this year in Calgary, which I highly recommend and plan on attending for many years to come now. But Joseph, let's dive into not necessarily the oil price. Let's look at some of the stock plays that you think offer a good opportunity as we head into A, tax loss selling, and B, into 2020. Let's start off with tax loss selling. Stocks in the energy sector have been beat up almost across the board. So what's going to be your strategy as we head into more the beginning and pretty quickly the end of tax loss selling in early December?
Tax loss selling usually hits week one to week three in December. In Canada, the last day for tax loss selling is December 27th. I'm not sure about the rules in the States, but it's probably around the same period of time. So a lot of stocks have done very poorly this year. Again, the low energy price, the fact that the tier one wells have been drilled and they're not performing as well as expected, the decline in the rig count, all of the negatives that we're hearing about are in place. So a lot of stocks have lost investor attention on Bay Street and Wall Street, and they've been hit pretty hard. So what you want to do is find the names that you think longer term are going to be successful, have good balance sheets, and that you see in a price recovery, because, you know, right now we're about $57, $58 WTI. I'm looking for crude prices in the second half of 2020 to be north of 70, and natural gas prices to be 20-30% above where they are now, because of the fact of the lack of capital spending and the fact that the decline rates are pretty severe. And so we're going to find that the production that people had thought would be available in both Canada and the United States is not going to be there, and that's going to be the beginning of driving prices up. Also, you have to take into account that on the energy side, with OPEC, now listening to Saudi Arabia because they want to take Aramco public and they want Aramco to be successful, instead of Saudi Arabia being the swing producer, Saudi Arabia is now interested in higher prices because they would like to see higher revenues, higher cash flow, higher dividend potential payout out of Aramco, because in future years, after they do the initial underwriting in December, they want to, a year from now, have the ability to sell paper. And of course, they need the Aramco numbers to be successful in 2020 for them to have the ability to sell more paper in 2021, 22 thereon. So they've now moved from the provider of in terms of just the swing producer, to now being an interested party in much higher prices, and so they're now, you know, nobody thinks we're going to see $100 oil in 2020 or 21, because that would kill the economies. But if we move gradually from 58 to 65, you know, the end of Q2 of 2020, and then 70, 75 by the end of 2020, and then maybe into the 80 level in 2021. All of that is good for cash flow for the companies, gives them cash flow to pay down debt, reinvest in the business, and in many cases do normal course issuer bids, buy back their stock, or if they like the dividend model, pay the dividend. Companies that I really like are Tourmaline Oil. Tourmaline is a company that is producing about 290,000 BOEs a day. They're a company that's increasing their liquids. They're a big beneficiary of the LNG potential on the west coast of Canada. When that happens, we're big fans of Birchcliff Energy. Birchcliff is 80,000 BOEs a day, about a 3.7% dividend yield. And then we like names that are in the service sector, Trican Well Service, which is, one of the biggest fracker in Canada. And then we're interested in companies that are exploring internationally and bring North American technology with them. And we like Gran Tierra, which is a producer of about 33,000 BOEs a day in Colombia. And then we like a company that's just announced a very big gas discovery, which could double production for this small cap. It's called Touchstone Exploration. They're in Trinidad. They were doing 1,700 BOEs a day of oil. They're now going to have equal amount or more of natural gas from a big discovery called Coho Number 1. And so we like those kinds of companies, mixes of them. And what I would look at is companies that are dividend model, energy growth stories, and energy service companies. So we think the mix of the three is where investors should be focusing their investments for tax loss selling season. And almost every one of these stocks that I mentioned are either near within 10% of their 52-week lows, or have hit their 52-week lows in just the last week or two. And I think they'll probably go down and test those lows or even go a little lower. So we're putting out our next piece, the SER, for December, and we're going to be highlighting what we think the individual companies are on the energy and energy service sector, the prices we think would be very attractive to buy at, and that will be out soon. So anyone who's a subscriber can go there, and if any people in your audience are interested, they can just go to our website and find out more and see if it's of interest to themselves.
All right, I will post a link to your website in that posting on our website for the weekend show. Just a couple questions, though, or points, I guess I should say. One, it really sounds like you are focusing on some of the larger players in this sector, which to me makes sense because of how beat up the sector is. Usually when some of the smart, bigger money comes in or back into a sector, it does land on the bigger companies first. One follow-up question, something you said back there about the Saudi Aramco IPO. IPO. How important do you think that is going to be for the overall sector to watch as it progresses through 2020?
Well, they're trying to raise between 25 and 30 billion to make it the biggest underwriting in history, bigger than Alibaba. They're going to sell about 1.5% of the company to do that. They're looking for a $1.7-1.8 trillion value. But the key thing is that they're going to be producing 10 million out of the 100 million barrels of oil. So that's, they're a bit, the 10% producer. And given that they want to raise more capital to diversify the Saudi economy, they need that issue to be successful. That is so paramount to them, which means they have to be willing to work with supply management to make sure that there's not too little supply that the, so the price runs up to 100 and kills economic growth, but they also don't want to see it break, you know, 50 or 40, and so they would have to cut back production. You think about it this way. If you can sell 10 million barrels at $65, or if you can sell 9.5 million barrels at $75, the economic benefit of selling less but getting more price is what they're looking at now versus grabbing market share. And I think that's a very significant change that has never happened. Saudi Arabia has always been the swing producer. Now they're going to be one that manages profitability of Aramco.
As a final comment, and even maybe a little bit outside of just the oil price, you've mentioned a number of companies that have different revenue streams, whether it is oil producers, natural gas producers. There's a wide range of types of energy to produce in the energy sector. Do you think there's a proper balance here, a safer balance for investors? How do you actually balance it all out?
Well, the way I'm approaching it is I want exposure both to natural gas and light oil, but I have over half of my personal family in investments in energy in the dividend model companies, because as you get older, you need more income, and you want income. So if you can have a yield portfolio over 6-7% with a mix of 5-6 different names doing that, and then I want some growth stories, and then I want the growth stories to be both in the drill bit side and on the service sector side.
All right, Joseph, we're going to wrap it up there. I really enjoy reading over your newsletter, is what I find an unbiased look at the energy sector, and especially look at a lot of the companies, which I think is really important for this sector that is so beat up. So, yeah, if anybody wants more information on Joseph's newsletter, click that link below or even email me directly, and I'm happy to put you in touch with Joseph and his team. Joseph, thanks for spending time with us this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm bringing on John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. And John, we're going to look into two, I think, pretty major deals that happened for the resource sector dealing with a couple major companies. The first one we're going to talk about here, Red Lake buying Detour Gold for, when it was announced, about $4.9 billion. And it was an all-share deal, and Kirkland Lake dropped on the back of that news. But again, this is a deal of Kirkland Lake that I consider more or less a major now, buying another more established, larger company, not going down the food chain to smaller juniors, but buying a company that was in production or is in production and has some exploration upside. There's a bit of a question on that exploration upside, but this is a significant deal for the sector. Let's get your just initial comments when you saw this hit the wire.
Well, I was surprised that a sort of high-grade producer would acquire a low-grade open-pit producer. But it makes sense in that it diversifies the resource base. The Kirkland's Fosterville mine, it's great, but how long is its life left? How long will it be able to produce high grade? The Detour Lake is a longer-lived project, and it definitely would benefit from gold going into that $2,000 to $3,000 range that I'm predicting will be happen as a result of the enormous uncertainty that's flooding the world. So it's kind of a win-win. It bails out the group, the John Paulson group that kicked out management and took over Detour, and it takes it from being just the standalone operation to suddenly being part of a bigger company, and it's part of that whole consolidation wave, which I think for projects like that, that is a good thing, because I could not really see Detour expanding and becoming a bigger company through acquiring other entities.
So, John, do you think this brings a little more positivity or at least light into the area that Detour was in? I know there's been a lot of comments, not just on my site, but a lot of other sites that is saying, you know what, maybe Balmoral is now another, at least more attractive takeover candidate, which was interesting because Balmoral just released news this week, too, that they expanded some of their land position, which is really right beside Detour.
Yeah, I think it's a great shot in the arm for Balmoral Resources, which is one of my my bottom fish juniors that I'm going to be upgrading to a favorite heading into 2020. I mean, they own a big chunk of land along that Sunday Lake deformation zone, and they recently had some drilling luck while chasing this new zone that Wallbridge has discovered. The thing about once Detour is inside Kirkland Lake and then all the operations get consolidated, then Kirkland will also look around in that general area and say, okay, let's throw some money at those exploration projects that Kirkland that Detour has within that same belt of rocks, and then let's look elsewhere along to see what others have, such as Balmoral with its Martiniere, which they can probably double the resource, but it's all going deeper, and it would be an underground development type of project, and so Balmoral stuck waiting for a stronger gold market to raise the capital to do that. But yeah, no, I think it breathes fresh life into that whole trend up there in northern Ontario and Quebec.
Now, John, as optimistic as maybe we want to be about more acquisitions coming on the back of that Kirkland Lake buying Detour gold deal, fact of the matter is M&A has been slow, and when you do have a deal that is this big, it was almost $5 billion through at least my history in this sector, especially at the time of the market that we're in, we don't usually see all of a sudden all these deals start to happen. Do you think something might be different this time?
Well, there aren't that many sort of big producers left out there to, you don't want them to consolidate into one blob. What I think we'll see is more divestitures. This one is accretive. It's bundling together assets into a bigger entity, trying to bulk up the Kirkland Lake. But then other things, like, for example, Newmont absorbed Goldcorp, and it's got all kinds of goodies that it got in there, which really don't meet Newmont's going forward being a big giant agenda. So I think the trend will be divestiture, some into standalone companies that will sort of then get funded by Bay Street, but others will be the mid-tiers attempting to bulk up and bringing fresh perspective to camps that have become tired in the eyes of the very big majors.
Now, John, that whole divesting from some of the majors actually ties into the other deal that went a little bit more unnoticed. That was Newmont selling the Red Lake Gold Camp, really their whole position in that camp, to an Australian company. Funny that we keep seeing Australian companies pop up, especially when it comes to deals being done in Canada. Evolution Mining, the deal, when I looked into it, kind of surprised me at almost how good of a deal Evolution is getting for the Red Lake camp. But you know what? Evolution is also saying that it will invest $150 million over the next 3 years to build up this camp. What did you think about tying in this story, too, to finally seeing a major divest, starting to divest at least one of their projects?
Well, on the one hand, Newmont punting the Red Lake District is really a kick in the face for the whole junior game. I mean, we've got Great Bear with its, finding something good in that Dixie Hinge zone, which Newmont effectively gave away to them several years ago. They've got now that LP 20 to 30 kilometer fault structure, which they think is a deep-seated crustal scale break similar to Death Star Porcupine. And then with enough money thrown at that, that could end up generating a lot of new ounces for this area. So, and of course, Red Lake, the revival of Red Lake by Rob McEwen's efforts and that interesting contest that he created, it resulted in a fabulous mine that spun, 300,000 ounces a year forever, and I think it still may even, according to the Evolution presentation, still may have 6 million ounces. And giving it away for $375 million U.S. And putting up some reclamation bond money, that is a bargain for Evolution. And I guess Newmont doesn't want to mess around trying to find more of these high-grade zones within this established camp. But here comes a mid-tier Australian producer looking at this neglected Canadian space, and it says, gosh, let's do a deal. And in their presentation, there is a fascinating chart where they're showing like 100 up rings around the Red Lake Center, 150 kilometers the farthest. And they say, they're basically saying, we think this part of Western Ontario, reaching into Manitoba all the way to that True North gold project that 1911 Gold has, this we think is a fertile region out of which a lot of good can come. So I think this transaction with fresh eyes, Australian blood, I think this is very, very important for the Canadian junior sector.
But, John, as you said, it's not going into a Canadian junior. I know a lot of these juniors are sitting there hoping that they can get their hands on some or one of the projects that these majors are going to divest. This, to me, isn't playing into maybe the hands of the Canadian juniors as much as some would like to think. Where am I wrong there?
Well, for example, look at Pure Gold Mining and its Matson project, which is just to the west of the Red Lake camp, and they've done their feasibility study, and now the question is, well, do they have to build this mine themselves and then dilute the hell out of themselves, and until gold really takes off, nobody's going to be in a huge rush to do that. But Newmont Goldcorp owning the Red Lake mine, what the hell, it's not worth the bother. But all of a sudden, a mid-tier where adding something like Pure Gold's Matson project to their portfolio, that makes sense. They can grow themselves.
All right. John, we're going to wrap it up there. Great chatting with you. Thanks for spending time with us on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Again, everyone, thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody has a great long weekend. And I do appreciate all the emails that I get on a regular basis. Please keep in touch, fleck@kereport.com. And be sure to check out those company interviews, introductions, and updates that I release regularly throughout the week. I really value everyone's feedback and helps me follow up with some of these companies. John, again, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey. It's been a pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.